So, then we came to the last one, Five Essential Tracks, which is your number five?
My number five.
This could also be one of your own tracks. If you say this is the one that represents me as an artist the most at this time, or overall time.
Nah, forget that. Nah, I'm gonna go for somebody else's track. My tracks are boring. I'll go for, let's go for a bit of Beastie Boys. Ooh. A bit of, it was off an album in 2005, I think, and the song's called Right Now Now. Yeah, Right Now Now. And when I was working on this album, I was fortunate enough to go and work with Mike D and hang out, and I've always been like the Beastie Boys, and so he was really influential on this album for me. Even though we didn't get any music out of it, just spending time and being around him was very inspiring, and so I'm gonna go for one of their tracks.
Wow, I can imagine maybe through the Rick Rubin connection, but how did you hook up with Mike D?
It's just like my friend who recorded with me on my second album, Shangri-La, with Rick Rubin. He knew Mike, and we introduced us, and I asked Mike if he'd be up for doing something, and he was, and yeah, he seemed up for it, and he's a really nice guy, so it was a pleasure.
I haven't heard anything from the remaining Beastie Boys ever since the unfortunate passing of Adam. Is there any chance that we might ever hear what you two have been up to?
Unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of time to really get cracking on the music, and I should have probably had the songs finished as well. but in the future, because there was a lot of pressure on me getting this album right for myself, so mm-hmm. maybe the next couple of records, I'll put some time away if Mike would be up for it, and maybe work on something else.
Chef, when the slice and dice with the rhyme precise, the worm is nice. Please pass me the reuse.